CanoWam Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The Nome Volunteer Fire Department responded to a fire at the Small Boat Harbor last night. At last night's Nome Common Council meeting, City Manager Josie Banky says it was a dredge that parked at the south wall of the boat harbor. The dredge was named the Argo. Banky says the fire started from a stove and a gas jug that sat too close to the stove. There were no injuries, and former Harbor Master Joy Baker said there were no issues with an oil sheen. The harbor staff was going to look into dock damage. The council passed first reading of an ordinance regarding those filing to run for city office. The council struck language that requires a write-in candidate to file no later than 5 days before the date of an election. The ordinance requires candidates running for office to be current in all city financial obligations at the time of filing and during their term of office. Councilman Stan Anderson's concerns is what brought the ordinance before the council.
I don't think it's right that somebody can be elected and owe the money for 3 years and be in a position that they can get favors either above board or the good old boy thing and get away with it for years and years.
The ordinance passed, and the council also passed a resolution regarding an agreement between the Nome Joint Utility System and the owners of the original Banner Wind Farm. Utility Manager John Handelin said the agreement should save the utility money. Currently, the utility pays roughly $200,000 a year purchasing power from Banner Wind. With the agreement, the utility would instead pay $80,000 in rent.
Under this agreement, there's simply a flat land use or a flat payment for our ability to occupy and control that entire site. So if we want 100 turbines up there, we're free to do so. If we only want two, we're free to do that.
The council also passed a resolution to get the speed limit reduced on the Greg Krushek Avenue. The resolution was introduced by Councilman Stan Anderson.
Yeah, it was a bypass road. It was for rock hauling, but the wisdom of all the elected officials, myself included, we wanted to start developing that area. It's not a haul road anymore. It's a pedestrian right-of-way. And if we're going to wait until somebody gets killed, maimed, or something, I would like to propose that the thing we can do now is lower it to 30 miles an hour.
Greg Krushek Avenue is owned by the state of Alaska. Because of that, the city of Nome does not have the ability to simply change the speed limit. However, the resolution passed to get the speed limit reduced to 30 miles an hour on the road from Front Street to Bering Street. The city manager will be in communication with the Department of Transportation. Finally, John Auden was appointed to the open seat on the Nome Planning Commission, and Roland Trowbridge and Bryant Hammond were appointed to the Nome Port Commission. The council then met in an executive session to discuss legal and financial issues that might have an adverse impact on the city of Nome. Alaska State Troopers say one man is dead and a second was injured after a plane crashed yesterday near the community of Big Lake. Troopers identified the man who died as 66-year-old Kenneth Wedby of Big Lake. A second man, 37-year-old Jason Scott of Big Lake, was flown to a hospital with serious injuries. The crash near Beaver Lake was reported about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. National Transportation Safety Board spokesperson Clint Johnson says the plane was an experimental home-built Zenith 701. The cause of the crash is under investigation. And according to a handout from the statewide digital mapping initiative, there are more extensive up-to-date maps available for the planet Mars than there are for Alaska. But the new generation of high-tech cartography seeks to fix this. Alaska's first round of updated topographical maps were released earlier this month. The maps are part of a comprehensive effort by the U.S. Geological Survey and the state of Alaska to provide accurate topographical information, much of which is currently decades out of date. Each map is made up of multiple data sets. Aerial photography and satellite images provide a base image. Multiple federal agencies have partnered with organizations in Alaska to provide information on elevations, contours, roads, and more. The different data sets are then overlain and combined to give a detailed overview of the terrain. Becky Anderson is the U.S. Geological Survey's geospatial liaison for the Alaskan region. She believes the improved maps are likely to benefit just about everyone in the state.
Pretty much anyone who needs to look at the landscape and do some sort of analysis is going to be able to utilize this data. So researchers for conservation can also use it. If you were putting in a new road and you needed to know where to survey and get more information, people in development can use it, and engineering can use it. So there are broad applications.
The current batch of 412 maps show portions of South and Central Alaska around Anchorage and Fairbanks, as well as a northern section just below Barrow. By 2014, the mapping initiative hopes to add 700 more maps. Most will show areas of western Alaska, including Nome and large parts of the Seward Peninsula. But as Anderson explains, every single point on the map depends on a number of factors, like weather and coordination across various state and federal agencies.
So as we get more satellite imagery after great summers like this summer, and as we get more elevation data that the funds are being collected through these partnerships, the more maps we can make.
By the end of 2014, there will likely be the first extensive mapping of the coastline. This new information will help researchers and state officials understand how the coast has shifted since the last topographical information was collected. State agencies like the Departments of Transportation, Conservation, Fish and Game all stand to benefit from the increased level of detail available on features like hydrography and surface water, which have not had much reliable mapping to date. The current mapping initiative intends to provide a baseline of information about the state's terrain to the public. The existing maps can be downloaded for free at a site hosted by the U.S. Geological Survey at www.nationalmap.com. The Alaska Mapping Initiative hopes to have all 11,000 maps available in the next 6 to 8 years. And the price of gold in New York down $22.50 an ounce to $1,365 even. An ounce of silver at $23.10, down 72 cents. It's unofficially 45 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.